I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. How do you explain what happened yesterday in Peshawar, Pakistan? More than 130 kids shot and killed as they sat in class, some in the middle of exams, simply because they attended a school run by the army. The Pakistani Taliban says it carried out the attack in retaliation for an ongoing army operation against their stronghold in North Waziristan. Shazeb Jilani is in Peshawar for the BBC. So you're just outside the school, Shazeb, the scene of the tragedy yesterday. What does it all look like right now? What is going on there today?
Well, the night has fallen, and in front of me is the gate number 2. This is where these 7 suicide attackers entered the school premises. At the moment, there is obviously heavy security. There are crowds of youth walking along this road, shouting slogans in favor of the Pakistani army. There's a vigil in front of the gate. Now, earlier today in Peshawar, we saw burials and funerals taking place of some of the victims. And at the same time, the Prime Minister was holding a high-level meeting to try to bring Pakistani politicians together on this issue of militancy.
Those families who are burying their children today, have you been able to speak with them, and what are they saying?
We've spoken to some of them. They're obviously devastated. They're still trying to make sense of what happened yesterday. It is something that has shocked the entire country. Most of the schools were shut in Pakistan. Markets were closed. And, you know, anybody I've talked to in the last 24 hours, you know, they just shake their head. They just don't understand how these militants can go on classroom by classroom, killing innocent children between the ages of 12 and 16.
What details have come out today in the very early hours of the investigation into this attack? Any sense of how coordinated this was?
The Pakistani army is saying that they are well aware of the identity of these killers. They are saying they are also aware of where they were getting these instructions from, but they haven't revealed any of the details. They are saying it will compromise their security operation. Now, since yesterday, the army has conducted airstrikes in the tribal region, and they are saying they will go after the militants.
I have to ask you, Shazeb, what was going on behind you just a moment ago? It sounded like some crowds were manifesting something there.
Yeah, this is basically crowds of youths who've been marching up and down this road. They're carrying banners. They're shouting slogans in favor of the Pakistani army. This being an army-run school, and many of the children were from retired or serving army families, there's this sentiment that army was the target and it was a soft target. And so there are, you know, there are crowds on the road shouting slogans in favor of the army.
So, Shazeb, yesterday we had the incredible story of a girl who survived the attack by playing dead for a few minutes and then fleeing the school. Are you getting any new firsthand accounts today about what actually happened yesterday, acts of courage or anything like that?
Yes, we've heard from a 14-year-old boy who survived the attack. He's in hospital, and he talked about how his class teacher tried to protect the students when these gunmen barged into the classroom. She told them that she will not allow the gunmen to harm the children, and she said to them, "Over my dead body." And so they first killed her. They threw something at her, according to the student. Her body was set on fire. She was screaming, and even in that state, she was asking the children to run for their lives. So, and he's saying, "She was my hero. I looked up to her, and I'm alive today because she put up resistance." They were all unarmed. They were in classroom, and these militants took no pity on them. So stories like that are appearing in local media, and when you read them, it just brings tears to your eyes, what these people have gone through and what the parents of these children are going through at the moment.
Unreal. Our BBC colleague Shazeb Jilani outside the school in Peshawar that was attacked yesterday. The terrible news from Pakistan seems diametrically opposed to something we saw just last week. The images from Oslo of Pakistani education advocate Malala Yousafzai collecting her Nobel Peace Prize. But our friend and Karachi-based writer Bina Shah says those two events are intimately linked.
You call them diametrically opposed, but let's not forget that Malala won her Nobel. It started with her being shot in the head by the Taliban for speaking out against their acts and for continuing to pursue her education against their edicts. And the similarity is that here are now 100+ children who were in school killed by the Taliban, not just for pursuing education, that isn't really what this is about, but the fact that they were school-going children and yet that didn't stop them from being targeted is just too awful to think about, and yet we must.
So you don't see this as really being about education. What do you think the Taliban is doing? Why are they attacking schools?
Well, it's very easy to attribute this to extremist Islam and to say that this is a conflict over religion, but it is not. The Taliban themselves, after the attack, came out and said they declared responsibility for it, and they said that it was specifically done in revenge for the military operations that are being carried out against them by the Pakistan Army in North Waziristan. And they said that they have hurt our families and we want to show them the same pain. So this is really about revenge. It's about power. It's a power struggle. It's about them showing that they still want to show that they have strength to strike at the heart of Pakistan, even though they have been severely weakened by the military attacks.
So when they say they are killing our innocent families, so we want them to feel the same pain, who is the they?
The they is the Pakistan Army, and this attack took place in the Army Public School. It's a network of schools run all across the nation by the Pakistan Army, and the gunmen went from classroom to classroom asking which children were the sons of military families, and the children who innocently put up their hands were then shot point blank in the head.
What sort of response, then, has the Pakistani government made? I mean, how do they come back after an attack like this? And, you know, just what you just said, I mean, they have to deal with this fact that kids got shot because their parents are soldiers.
There's been two responses. The Pakistani army has come back very strongly and said that they will not stand for this. They will continue to fight. It's only doubled their determination to take the terrorists on. The Pakistani politicians, on the other hand, while they have convened a conference, what they call an all-parties conference, and that's where all the political parties sit down to discuss what they're going to do next, there's still some prevarication. They're still saying we need another week to decide how to respond. Because going back in Pakistan, opinion has been divided about the Taliban. Some people have been opposed to them. Others have said we need to talk to them. We need to bring them to the table for peace talks. So I still see people trying to cling to that idea, if not explicitly saying so. It's a difficult moment, and we still need to see how they're going to handle it.
What's the level of anxiety right now with the public in Pakistan?
The levels of devastation and grief and shock and anger are unprecedented. I have not seen this type of anxiety and this type of really of people coming together to condemn the Taliban once and for all. We're still just waiting for the cue from our leaders. We just want them to take charge and do the right thing. And we honestly don't know if they are going to.
So we've heard this is a turning point, perhaps the turning point in Pakistan's ongoing fight against extremist groups like the Taliban. For you and your friends, Bina, what should this turning point look like?
This turning point has to look like the point of no return. This has to be the point where our leadership and our army and our people all unite in the common cause of rooting out extremism from our country. And this has to be done without any conditions, without any ifs, ands, or buts. The Prime Minister today removed the moratorium on the death penalty for convicted terrorists, which comes with its own host of problems as far as, you know, human rights is concerned. And so the legalities have to be worked out quite a lot. But we just need to see some united resolve, a united resolution, and we need to see no going back.
That was writer Bina Shah speaking with me from Karachi, Pakistan.